dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Doug and Danny Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The big breaking news yesterday, obviously, just to get right into it, Chris Level, Red Raider Sports, set to join us. Bottom of the hour. He's about as close as you'll get to the Red Raider program down there. He's going to tell us what he knows about Mike Leach, just to get that out of the way. I know people are interested in Mike Leach. You thought he's a funny, goofy character, and now this happens. Nonetheless, 1-888-455-3776 is the phone number for you to call. You want to shoot us an email at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Big 12 got off to a real, I wouldn't even say shaky start, because you look at the yardage, you look at the statistics. Texas A&M played a pretty good football game yesterday. They just, too many turnovers. The special teams, a complete and utter abomination. Boy, how the special teams coach has got to be... That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I thought Texas A&M would pull it out last night. They did not. If you're just joining us, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek Stinson here sitting in with you today. Doug, our good buddy Doug Duda, very busy. Ravenna Holiday Tournament going on today. We'll be carrying some more of those games coming up right here on ESPN about 1 o'clock. Right? Just before 1 o'clock, we're going to start the coverage, get things tipped off there. Doug did have a couple minutes to swing into the studio yesterday. We're not sure if he's going to pop in or not today. He's very busy, but nonetheless, we might hear from him, might not, but we do have Chris Level, Red Raider Sports, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little more about that, but back to Texas A&M. I thought it was two pretty evenly matched teams there. Good showing for a bowl game, I think.
Well, you're finally starting to get names. Today, you get Miami, Wisconsin. You know, you had Southern Cal, Boston College. Names. Idaho, Bowling Green. That didn't do much for people. Temple, UCLA. Doesn't do much for people.
No.
But when you get names like this, you know, there's no scoring for the first 27 minutes and 30 seconds or something. All of a sudden, A&M strikes, kickoff return, 7-7. Come right back, just scoring. Everybody expected this to be the shootout. And obviously, when you saw the 67 and up to 68, 69 points for an over-under, you expected it to be of a shootout variety. Then it went scoreless, and nobody scored, and they move the ball, get a couple three first downs, punt the ball. And Georgia even looked at that field position battle the first half to get them down, held them inside the 10-yard line a couple times, and they punted one into the end zone and let them out about the 20. Went back and forth, but A&M, Jared Johnson against Texas was able to hold on to the football. Well, they were not last night. He gets to the red zone or down there close, inside the 35, boy, there were two picks that were just horrendous, horrendous interceptions. No good for anybody. Basically just threw the ball up, let the defensive backs that were just sitting back there feast on the football, and you're not going to win a bowl game doing that. And I think that maybe left a lot of people scratching their heads, and I think a bad taste in a lot of people. You get up there, you get an opportunity to represent the Big 12. You threw the most touchdowns. One of the fewest interceptions, I believe, Jerry Johnson did in the Big 12 this year. And kind of puked on, I wouldn't call it a grand stage in the Independence Bowl.
He did put up good number, 29 of 58, 362 yards, two touchdowns, but he did have those two costly picks that you talk about, Daddy. And coming down the stretch, you hope to to eliminate things like that throughout the season, that your decision-making processes hopefully get better. You don't make those kind of throws this late in the season in your bowl game, when your last game of the season when you're trying to put another W up. But nonetheless, I mean, Johnson had pretty good numbers. On the other side, Cox, Georgia's quarterback there, 15 of 28, 158. He threw two touchdowns, just one pick there.
You know, and then down towards the end, it was like the defense for A&M just wore down, because the last two scores are just pretty much fullback trap. Isolation plays just straight up the middle, blew him off the ball, touchdown. I mean, he just ran it all over him. So I think, better football team won yesterday because they did it on all phases of the game.
Yeah, it was 14-14, and Georgia proceeded to get a field goal, touchdown, 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 touchdown.
Yeah, 44.
Yeah, 44-14, next thing you know, and yeah, Texas A&M was on the outside looking in there.
Public right on that game. That line opened at 4 points, and Public drove it up to all the way to a touchdown. So Public won that one. We'll see today at 3:30 go time.
Yeah, I was one of the suckers. I thought 4 points looked pretty good. But
I think we feed into it a little bit here. We want the Big 12 to do so well. We want, you know, everybody's cheering for those teams. So many young players for Texas A&M. Mike Sherman really expecting his incoming class to a lot of people say play as much as this young group. And if that's the case, in 2 or 3 years, look out, A&M may be a team to be reckoned with.
Well, yeah, and A&M's, they've had good, I mean, they've had some players in the past. Go back to Javorski Lane just a few years ago. And they've always had decent players. It's just year in and year out when you're recruiting against Texas, you're recruiting against Texas Tech, all those other Texas schools, Oklahoma down there, a lot of the SEC teams come in and pick guys out of Texas. So you're looking at, I mean, Texas A&M, they do put good football teams on the field, but if they played a, you know, constant schedule against Baylor and teams like that, then they probably have, you know, winning records year in and year out. But when you're playing against that tough Big 12 South. But nonetheless, I liked A&M going in, obviously wrong. Georgia came up big there. But Daddy, that was not the best game to watch last night. Monday Night Football. How about it? I flipped over. I didn't start watching the game. Flipped over about midway through the first quarter and started watching it then. And man, the Vikings looked inept. They did not look good, to say the least. And I'm thinking, wow, this thing's going to be a blowout. Got doing some other stuff, came back, started watching again in the second half, and here they come.
Well, it's almost like the Vikings started reading or hearing what everybody from the outside was saying about getting back to running the football and playing. You know what, Brett Favre, you come second. We don't need your 350 yards. We need you to be 19 for 23, 177 yards and two touchdowns. You know, take a back seat. Let AP run for 168 and two scores and do his thing. Let the power game take over. Well, it's almost like both the Bears and the Vikings knew that, because they tried to do that game. But the Bears were all over it. Bears really all over it, and it's one of those. Okay, so now it's a stalemate. Offensively, can't move the ball, and it really wasn't until Brett Favre found split the corner and the safety back there down the, I think it was Berrien, for the big game, and then boom, they go right back to it. And they get an interference call in the end zone. That's what jump-started the whole thing. Those two plays, and the offense is night and day. Night and day from where it was.
Yeah, how can you not utilize? I mean, I'm right there with you. How can you not utilize Adrian Peterson, who most people think is the best running back in the league as far as pure running ability? But when you look, coming down the stretch, Daddy, fourth down from the 8-yard line, Brett, no, there was no doubt in my mind that Brett Favre was throwing a touchdown pass on fourth and goal from the 8. No doubt. I knew it. And they're all, oh, Sidney Rice, big target, 6'4". And I thought, they're going to try a fade, right? Sure enough, ball to the corner, perfectly thrown. Rice, touchdown. And at that point, I thought, hey, Minnesota's got this thing locked up. And then Jay Cutler. Wow.
Well, all of a sudden you started to see glimpses of why Chicago pulled the trigger and got Jay Cutler. Now, you can say Jay Cutler doesn't have the receivers. that a lot of teams have out there. You know, Johnny Knox, a fifth-round pick.
Devin Hester, one of the top guys when he's a converted cornerback.
There's several people out there that, you know, that maybe have quite a bit better offensive talent. Then Forte hasn't been the player that he maybe a lot of people thought he was. Nonetheless, kind of came into his own. Jay Cutler did, and maybe that's a turning point. We're going to be joined by Chris Level here shortly. Just got a text message, actually. He's been busy covering this story. Everybody wants a piece of his time, and he's always generous enough to give us some. Chris, how are you this morning? Welcome back.
Hey, guys, man. How are you guys doing? Sorry about all the scheduling conflicts. Yeah, it's been a little crazy in the world of Texas Tech football the last 24 hours.
Chris, when did you get wind of this?
I will tell you that I knew about the situation a couple of weeks ago. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that we'd be sitting here with a suspended head coach right before the bowl game and all that. I just think it kind of grew and grew and grew. I would also tell you that because of who this player's dad is, I think that's why we're also in this situation. So I'm not sure that the player or the head coach has acted I guess properly would be the right word to use there, but I'm surprised that it really has gone this far and that the university has suspended Mike Leach.
Chris, for the fans out there, tell us what Adam James' role with the football team was.
He's basically a backup inside receiver. He is somebody that has been here for a couple of years. He played lightly this year. Yeah, he has been what I would term in and out of the doghouse, I guess, since his career started at Tech. I mean, he's kind of fallen in and out of favor with effort or perceived lack of effort. And I think that, for example, like this past spring, he was relegated to the scout team. And you guys know as well as I do, when you're going through spring practice, you know, there's not that many players out there. You don't have that whole all those walk-ons and all that kind of stuff. And he was, you know, basically the 15th or 16th receiver at that time. So, it's just one of those deals where he didn't play that much, but I think there were some issues that popped up recently, you know, that Mike was frustrated about, and that's why we're here, because I think that, yes, there was apparently a mild concussion that was suffered. I think that some within the program would tell you that they are questioning the validity of that concussion. And again, you had him put away for two different practices, and that's why we're here.
Well, Chris, everybody wants to compare this with Mark Mangino at Kansas, but it seems the difference is no one else is coming out with other accusations. Is this an isolated incident, and will it be all that we hear?
It's a good question. I think you're starting to see a lot of players come out in Mike's defense. I'm sure that the longer this thing drags on until they get a decision made, whatever ultimately that is, or, you know, a timetable on how long the suspension is going to last, there's probably the opportunity for some players to come out and speak to, saying that they had similar issues. I don't know. We don't know of any. I would tell you, Mike, it can sometimes be hard on his guys, but I think for the most part, you find players that appreciate his style of coaching. I mean, you've got, Graham Harrell and all these different players wrote letters on his behalf to the administration before some of these meetings took place as this investigation was, they were looking into it. And, and so I don't know what that's worth or not, but it's it depends on how long this investigation goes before we find out, is there more to this or not? But at this point, as we're early on with the suspension being announced yesterday, at this point, all we have to go off of is one isolated incident.
Chris Level from RedRaiderSports.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. The question I've had this whole time is, just knowing the way that 30 coaches on every staff operate, how would Mike Leach have been making the decision on a backup wide receiver to make some kind of medical decision to put him in this so-called room? I don't even understand how Mike Leach would have any decision-making about this.
Well, I'll tell you what happened Adam had a bad practice before some of these instances happened, and he was basically told, look, you need to pick it up, or we're going to have you spend some time with the strength coach all practice long instead of practicing. He came out the next day, did not practice well again. And I wasn't there. Practices are closed. I'm just going off of what I'm told. I don't know if he's dogging it, if he's dropping balls, if he's just joking around, loafing. I don't know. I just know that they were frustrated from a position coach standpoint and from a head coach standpoint. Well, then there was this perceived mild concussion that he suffered, and nobody exactly knew when he suffered it. But bottom line is, the day after this was supposedly diagnosed, Adam shows up with sunglasses on and kind of this strange outfit, you know, shows up ready to report for practice, even though he's been cleared where he's not going to practice. And they felt, you know, I think Mike felt like that he was trying to be a smart aleck. So, in turn, Mike was trying to be a smart aleck back. So that's kind of, you know, that's how I would say Mike became involved in the process with this decision. He's just, again, frustrated with a player, and it doesn't feel like that this player's got the team's best interest in mind. And so he kind of fired back, and, you know, again, now here we sit.
Well, then let me fire this out. Mike Leach hasn't been proven guilty, so how can Texas Tech suspend a coach for one of 140 kids on this roster that's mad at him?
That's what's interesting. Obviously, that's why I say that this is if this is some other receiver we're talking about, I don't think we're sitting here. But because of who his dad is, who his dad works for, his dad called the chancellor directly, you know, initially to complain. He's got a past relationship with him. There's a few Board of Regents on the Texas Tech Board of Regents that also have a relationship with Craig James. And if I'm Mike Leach, I don't know if everybody's jumping to conclusions, but or if there's more to it that we just don't know. But obviously there was enough there that the administration felt like we've got to take action. We've got to do it quickly. Now, could we see? Sorry for the noise in the background. I'm in the bowels of the Alamo Dome. Michigan State's running through their crowd noise. I apologize if you hear that in the background.
That's the sucking sound we hear.
Yeah, that's right. And so I don't know if in the next 24 hours we're going to see this school come out and say, look, we acted swiftly, we wanted to take care of the player, make sure everything was okay, we have investigated it further, there is no more to it, so we're going to reinstate our head coach. You know, I don't know if we'll see an announcement like that or not, because if Mike misses this game, he's not going to take it lightly. He's already, you know, threatening legal action and all this thing. And I just don't know how the end result here is going to be pretty, because ultimately Texas Tech is going to look bad one way or the other in the process.
I guess I'm, you know, when you read stories on this side of the Associated Press, I'm reading verbatim. He told trainers to put him in the darkest place you can find. James was sent to an equipment shed near the practice field where a member of the athletic staff checked on James to make sure he did not lean against anything or sit on the floor. James said Leach told him that if he came out, he would be kicked off the team. Of all the things that could have went wrong with Bobby Knight, nothing ever did, this is maybe one of the bizarrest situations ever, isn't it?
It's very odd. And I will tell you this. I talked to three people that work in the chancellor's office yesterday. I was told the following. I was told that the chancellor was given one version of the story from the head coach. He was given a different version of the story from the player in question. And then there was 7 to 10 players yet to be identified that were interviewed by whoever was all looking into this, whether it was just the chancellor or the Board of Regents or whoever was looking into this. There was different versions of the story given to those players, you know, from those players. So where the truth lies is anyone's guess, because what is being termed is an electrical room closet that is, I saw described in one report, is like 3 foot by 3 foot. Couldn't be further from the truth. It's actually the visitors, basically locker room where the press meets. So anytime Bo Pelini or Mac Brown or Bob Stoops, anybody that rolls into Lubbock, Texas, and they meet with the media after the game is over, this is where Adam James was. It was air conditioned. It was unlocked. Yes, there was someone standing there, because Adam James had apparently bragged about taking a nap and checking Facebook on his phone and all that the first time that this happened. So that's why there was someone there to monitor it. So, again, exactly what truth is there, we don't know. And bottom line is Mike's not going to apologize, because if Mike would have apologized, I think that, again, he wouldn't have been suspended. But he doesn't feel like he did anything wrong. And you just have a player and a head coach that aren't seeing eye to eye, and that's kind of where, again, where we're at.
I think I just dismiss the 15th string receiver and go on with my duties as a head football coach.
Yeah, I mean, and I wonder if he felt like he couldn't do that because of what you're dealing with from a dad standpoint.
No, he's also got a little brother that's there trying to play football as well. Is that right?
No, that's not. I think there's a little brother potentially looking to come here, but I don't think there's another one here.
Okay.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Chris, yeah. Appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know a lot of people are calling you, and you've been tough to get a hold of.
I apologize. My cell phone's having a hard time keeping up.
You're fine. We appreciate the time, Chris. I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Hey, sounds like a deal. Thanks, fellas. Happy New Year.
Good luck, Red Raiders, as they get ready to take on Michigan State in the Alamo Bowl on a Saturday. What's up?
That's wild. That's just truly wild.
Something we can't do to you. We can't put you in a 3x3 closet. It's not physically possible.
You put me in a dark air-conditioned room, though.
Well, we've seen that before, water running. You going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of Holiday Bowl talk tomorrow. We need to take a break. You can weigh in on the Texas Tech debacle. I think that's what it is. Wow, it seems like it's way bigger deal than it actually is. I mean, you know, I got a rock in my shoe. I've got a boulder! Let's take a break back after this.
Plum Creek Medical Group would like to wish you a healthy holiday season and a safe new year. Plum Creek Medical Group provides comprehensive health care for all ages. Plum Creek Medical Group, where trust is our number one priority in Lexington. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Dyna-Grow Seed. Thanks for all your business in 2009, and Dyna-Grow looks forward to working with you for a successful year again in 2010.
RV owners know there are only two seasons, RV season and wishing for RV season. And Rich & Sons has a cure for the wishing at the RV Expo Show at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. 3 days of the latest designs and models. 3 days of rebates, discounts, and blowouts. 3 days when you can say yes to an RV or camper from Rich & Sons and save even more than ever. Noon to 8, January 8th and 9th. Noon to 5, January 10th. Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. Come see Rich & Sons.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Adelphia Heating and Air.
Mostly lingering clouds, along with some partial sun developing at times as we enter the day today with highs in the mid-20s. Winds will also stay to the south at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see cloudy skies and a chance for flurries or snow showers, a low of 18. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 14.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy's show, Southern Nebraska, the Instrument Radio Superstation. Hey, I'd like to thank you again for your continued business and look forward to working with you. That's right. The people at Dyna-Grow plan for your seed needs for another successful year in 2010. Ask about their precision placement program to ensure that you're matching the right hybrid with the right field. 1-800-652-9298 or go to www.dyna-growseed.com. Folks, we can go down the long list of their dependable line of Genuity Smart Stacks VT3 hybrids, Roundup Ready 2 hybrids, Herculex hybrids, GT3000 AgriSure hybrids, and leading conventional brands. They've really got it all for your farming operations. That's 1-800-652-9298. Dyna-Grow is growing in the field. The yield results are in, folks. We can give you a list of those, too. Blew away the competition. Boom went the dynamite this year with Dyna-Grow. Boom went the profitability on your farming operations as well.
You know what else is growing?
What's that?
A youngster in the Kaiser household.
Oh,
baby,
yeah.
Baby number two recently arrived.
Congratulations.
Yeah, about a month and a half ago, but still there you go. One of your Dyna-Grow dealers. That's right.
His name is Lauren and Allie. Congratulations, both of them.
That's right. Two youngsters bopping around now.
Mom's still not.
What? Mom's never been right. Look what you hooked up with. I mean, look what you hooked up with. You kidding me?
Great point.
Another buddy of ours, Russ Hochstein, done for the year for the Denver Broncos, apparently injuring his knee in the second half on Sunday. So whether they make the playoffs or not, and right now it looks like a not, he's done. He's been put on IR. Big disappointment in Denver land. Of course, about what everybody thought they would be. If they were 500 team at the beginning of the year, I think people would have been happy. Two more bowl games today. I heard you talk about them already. Texas A&M got beat yesterday. There's no surprise. I heard you talk about that. There's no surprise there. Huskers a walkthrough this afternoon. Hastings men's basketball team plays Division II Northern State last night, put up 96 points, win at 96-74. Six players in double figures led by Wade Vaunce with 24 and Derek Fletcher with 21. They'll head to Winfield, Kansas to take on Southwestern College. So this week, Northern State and Southwestern College. For Hastings. Nebraska men are home tonight. Take on Southern Utah. Now, this is one of those teams. I see you already gave me the look. Southern Utah, this is a team that Danny Nee and the boys played back in the day. This is a team that, now I'm not saying that this is what will happen tonight. They love to put up points. They love to throw points up there, and Nebraska's defense has still been very, very solid, one of the tops in the country. But Southern Utah is not Chicago State, Jackson State.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying in the past. Now, that may not be the case tonight, but we'll find out. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kansas still number one in the AP Top 25 men's poll. Texas is second. Kansas State is 12th. Texas Tech is 20th. Texas A&M dropped out of the poll this week. They would be 29th overall. And the Nebraska women up one spot to number 13. They play Albany tomorrow night at the Devaney Center.
Doug, just getting back to Nebraska basketball, Adrian Coleman, a guard, left the team.
Yeah, who?
Yeah, I agree, but played in six games, averaged 9.7 minutes, 2.5 points. Went home and basically called Doc Sadler and said, I don't think I'm coming back.
Where was home again?
Stone Mountain, Georgia. So no longer on the team. You know, they had to expand the roster for scholarship players for Nebraska.
Thanks, Adrian.
Yeah, well, now they're down to 10 anyway because of the people getting hurt and whatnot. So.
Well, pretty soon Stan Hartiger should be ready to get back in things.
Yeah, he's not eligible until January 9th, I believe.
So about the time, just after Big 12 gets underway. Holiday basketball tournaments, a few in the area began yesterday. Everybody else gets underway today, so ton of basketball tonight. It's all over our airwaves. We've got four games for you on ESPN 1460 and two more on ESPN 1550, all beginning at 1 o'clock. We'll have the consolation games from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament at 1. It's Loup City and Overton girls, and then the boys, it'll be Centura and Overton at 2:45. Then at 5 o'clock on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic and Amherst open up their holiday tournament 5 o'clock at Kearney Catholic. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central plays Broken Bow in the opening round of the Minden Holiday Tournament at 1 and 2:45. On 1230 a.m., KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Pierce. 1 and 3 are the scheduled tip-off times there. That's always a great battle, St. Cecilia and Pierce on 1230 KHAS. And then the Ravenna Holiday Tournament Championship games, Ravenna Centura Girls, Ravenna Loup City Boys, 4:30 and 6:15 can be heard on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, KKPR, all on the web. You can find any of those games if you go to ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can listen on the web. Also, the GNAC tournaments get underway today in North Platte. Kearney and Hastings play each other in the girls' game at 2 o'clock. Lexington plays Scotts Bluff. McCook against North Platte, Columbus against Norfolk. On the boys' side, Norfolk and Hastings play at 7:15 tonight. Lexington and Kearney play at 3:45 this afternoon in the three-day GNAC tournament. So there's your local update.
All right, Douglas.
I can leave now and turn it over to you.
No, you're fine. I thought, and I'm getting back to the Mike Leach because that's what dominated the news. I thought the exact same thing you did when you asked Chris the question about what's he got to do with basically anybody that's been injured. I would assume the players that get injured, one of the members of the training staff, whether it's a head trainer, assistant trainer, reports daily or whatever and goes through the list of people that are banged up and says, okay, how's Rex Burkhead's foot? Well, it's improving. We still think it's another 2-3 weeks. Okay, check him off. You go down the list. But other than that, the communication you would have, I mean, I can't believe that in the 6 weeks that Rex Burkhead was out, yeah, he watched film and got up to speed on the playbook and stuff with his position coach. But as far as the head coach, you just wouldn't have much contact with the kid, would you? Unless you see him walking down the high, Rex, high coach, that type of thing?
Weird deal. It's a weird, weird deal. One other thing, and I touched on a little bit yesterday, we talked about last week, a good way to kill time this time of the year, especially over the holidays when the college football wasn't really going, but you've got the playoffs, and those are almost set, so the national people and state people and us, we're all looking for something different to talk about, and it's a great way to fill over the holidays is the top 10 lists from the year. Now everybody can kill more time with top 10 stories of the decade, whether it's locally, nationally, world, whatever it might be. And Lincoln's done it. Omaha's done it. Omaha came out with the best high school football players in the last decade. Again, whatever. Alex Gordon was one of the top two wide receivers in the past decade in the entire state of Nebraska. Okay. Let's put him on there. Again, it's just a list of anybody that played Division I football, basically. At least Danny Woodhead got some love. It's still a Class A player. Again, who's the punter? Not Class A. That's where we can put a Class B kid on. Woo! You think a Howells kid made it? No. No. Won 8 state titles? Nah. There wasn't a Howells kid that could have played Class A ball. I just get sick of those. The Grand Island Independent today, from their entire staff, has put together the top 10. And I know Bob Haber had a lot to do with this. He goes, they were looked back at the top stories of the past decade, some things that didn't make the cut. They came up with a top 10 list. And again, this gives us a chance to say yay or say nay and put it out there to the public to say what they want. Well, the problem with the list here in the Independent is, obviously, it doesn't matter. Number one's always going to be Husker football. It wouldn't matter. And that's what they put number one. But what has that got to do with locally? Because then I look at number, Husker football, that's got nothing to do. Because then you come down to, where is it? Talking about some of the Grand Island kids like Todd Peterson playing and things like that. But one is Husker football. Then you talk local. Scott Usher swimming in the Olympics. Then you go Nebraska volleyball winning 2 national titles. Then here at number 4, Todd Peterson and others contribute at Nebraska. Kurt Mann, Wes Wilkinson, Johnny Dorn, Jenny Green, Gabe Baldwin. Those are just a few of the names they put there that all went to Nebraska and did very, very well. So again, then you get everything else is local. So how does Husker football become number one? It has no tie to anything. I mean, again, is it state? Is it local? I think that's what makes the all these lists. You just don't know. Because then you open it up to so many different things. I mean, if you're going to put Husker football number one, then you have to talk about everything that occurred in the state. Breaking passing records in football, scoring records in basketball. That all has to come into play. Everything else was pretty local. So I guess throwing that out, the Independent says Scott Usher swimming in the Olympics was number two. Because then you got to put Rulon Gardner in there, don't you? He wrestled at the Olympics. He won a gold medal. What's the difference? Scott Usher is local, but Rulon Gardner was a Husker. So, again, that's what makes these lists very tough to compile and put together, and it gives you great debate. Then you got Nebraska. But if you throw out Huskers, you've got number 2, Scott Usher. Then at number 4, you've got all the Grand Island athletes, high school athletes that went and played for the Husker. 5, Crouch wins Heisman Trophy. What's that got to do with the area? Nothing. But, again, they have to fill out the top 10. Then they talk about area basketball success and all the teams that won state titles. They talk about Grand Island becoming the first non-metro school to win a baseball title in Class A. Aurora winning back-to-back football titles. Recently, Grand Island setting the state tournament record in wrestling. And then Hastings College sneaks in at number 10. Let me throw this out. I know if I walk in the other room that UNK's men made the Elite Eight in basketball. That's in the top 10. Okay, so I'm looking what other stories are out there. We've got a little time that we're going to kill the rest of the week. Emails are the best for that. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I know the Grand Island.
You're zeroing in, though, on Central Nebraska.
Well, you can't. It's a great list, and it points out some good things. But at the top here, I mean, if one of the things that didn't make the cut was the Nuts winning the Bosselman-Gosfahner handicap, which it says right here, you can't lump that in with Nebraska football. So you either have to leave Nebraska athletics out, or you have to include all Nebraska athletics. And once you include all Nebraska athletics,
that would be a dominating list.
They're all the three of your top 5 stories here, and this is going to happen with everybody. And again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying you can't really mix the two together. You either got to have a Husker list, or you have to have a list that doesn't include Husker stuff, because Husker football, Husker volleyball, and winning a Heisman Trophy. Then where in the whole thing is Tom Osborne coming back? A Hastings boy. I mean, Tom Osborne coming back? A Hastings boy. That's not in the top 10. That is one of the parts of the Husker football. But in any of this here, it just says that Pearlman hired Tom Osborne back as the athletic director. So I'd like to see a list without the Huskers.
Okay. See, I would think if you put Gardner, you put Usher in there, down the list further would be Dolognev and what he was able to do winning the Nash or winning the...
Yeah, Tyrone Dolognev winning, being dominant as he is in wrestling. Yeah, there's so many other things that have went on. UNK beating the number one team in baseball is one of the top stories of the decade. If you throw the Huskers out, the Independent covers Hastings and the Lopers. Yet not one UNK. I mean, the only Hastings thing to make it snuck in at number 10 when, I guess, winning three national titles probably a pretty big deal. But that was only 10. See, so good points, a good base to start a discussion. But you got to throw out the Husker stuff because it's just duh. It should be 1, 2, 3.
Till you get ready to move into that different decade, it's always the year in review, okay. The top 10 stories of the year. And number one, obviously, I've got that one. I've had that one for about the last 2 months when I thought about it on one of my drives in the afternoon. And that's obviously, that's right, Southern Valley not scoring a point in the first half against Hastings St. Cecilia. That happened after the first year last year.
Oh, God.
That's number one.
Let's talk about number one. It's the first day of January, and where do you want to be? The Ramada Inn in Kearney to ring in 2010 with their New Year's Eve package. You get the room, which is a beautiful room with either a king or two queen-size beds. You get the New Year's Eve prime rib and seafood jambalaya buffet for two, created by renowned chef Carlos Poche. They'll serve that from 6:30 to 8. Then they've got the entertainment with the dance and the OK Sisters performing. The dessert bar at midnight after you toast in the new year. You get up the next morning for the hot breakfast buffet for two on New Year's Day, which I'm sure they'll serve awful late just in case you don't get up so early for January 1st, 2010. Only $149. It includes all the taxes, all the tips, all taken care of. Boom, bam, bing, one time, and you're all done. And if you want to come the night before or stay an extra night, only $49. But get your phone calls in because we're only a couple of nights away from New Year's Eve, and they're starting to fill up at the Ramada Inn in Kearney. Call for reservations at 237-3141 or toll-free outside the local calling area, 800-652-1909, 800-652-1909, and now until the 30th, $49 a night special at the Ramada with their great rooms, indoor pool, fitness room, and, of course, Daddy's favorite, the Elephant Eye Bar, offering exotic drinks. Ring in 2010 at Ramada Inn in Kearney. I'm going to get out of here, turn it over to you. I'm going to go do some basketball. Simmer down.
Tuesday Troutman's Trivia coming your way.
Woohoo! Bye.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
I'm sorry, emergency.
Yeah, we're going to need an ambulance out here. I just had a bad accident here.
All right, sir. I'm contacting the 911 center.
In a crash, an OnStar advisor can automatically receive an alert.
911.
This is OnStar emergency. I have a vehicle crash airbag deployment at Swan Lake Road. They are saying there are injuries. I'll conference you in.
Who is injured?
Oh, I don't know. My knees are broken. It's a hell of a wreck.
Dispatch, I'm showing the maximum reported Delta V was 18 miles per hour from the front.
Okay, thank you. We have an ambulance and first responders on the way.
With built-in automatic crash response, an OnStar advisor can use GPS technology to locate you and share crash details, which could help save your life.
The ambulance is here.
I do hope everything will be okay with you, sir.
Okay.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone. T-Bone steak is our specialty. We promise quality, value, and variety. The best steaks around, the way you like it. Everything is big except the prices. Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone. Texas T-Bone.
Texas T-Bone, Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers, and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Mostly lingering clouds, along with some partial sun development at times as we enter the day today with highs in the mid-20s. Winds will also stay to the south at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see cloudy skies and a chance for flurries or snow showers, a low of 18. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 14.
Yeah, I'm in the terror. Got a head full of stacks. Better grab an umbrella. I make it right. I'm in the terror. Got a head full of stacks.
There's a little Wayne going out there.
Just for you, Dad. Just for you. We know you like stripping and taking off your clothes. Like that,
so. Fair enough. And I know Duda hates the song, so we play it for him.
And we hate when you take off your clothes, too.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. On tomorrow's show, Sean Callahan is going to join us live from San Diego. That going on about 15 past the 11 o'clock hour. So you want to hear the latest from San Diego as the Huskers prepare for Arizona in the Holiday Bowl. You want to be by a radio when that goes on. Want to remind you, though, right now is time to order your smoked turkeys and prime rib for the new year and that Husker Bowl game. USDA certified Angus beef. Aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness.
Where beautiful marbling. Beautiful marbling.
Troutman's quality meats. Delicious New York steaks and ribeyes, too. Are you ready to tailgate? Go Big Red. Kerry says Troutman's has wine, beer, and the grill. It's tailgate tested and approved. Fresh summer sausage, snack sticks. Just looking for some snacks, a meat and cheese tray. Perfect game. Right in your pocket. The snack sticks, that is. Plus fresh smoked string cheese. You've waited all year for it. The smoked string cheese. Now available. Plus Max Creek Wines. Max Creek Winery and Vineyard in Lexington, plus other domestic and imported wines to choose from. The Green Mountain Grill. Ask Kerry about it for you. He'll demonstrate it for you. He's got all the pellets you need for your grill. The road construction has finally came to an end. Troutman's is completely free. Front of it, both directions. Troutman's Quality Meats. We're at Bob's Superstore. It's right across the street to the south. Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front.
South right there.
Remember, USDA certified Angus beef, 30 days, peak flavor and tenderness, perfect marbling.
Don't forget the bacon.
Oh, folks,
great bacon.
I'm telling you, you will not have any better bacon. I'm going to be taking off later in the week. So we had Christmas on Sunday, and we always go to my grandma's. And we always have the egg casserole. And I'm not making this up. So for the Christmas holidays, I had went in two Troutman's, and I got about 2 pounds of bacon.
Ooh.
And, well, I didn't think that my wife or I would eat 2 pounds of bacon before we left, so I figured I'll take it to Grandma's, and we'll cook it up. There was nobody at that table disappointed with Troutman's bacon.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you got a party coming up, any doing anything for the Holiday Bowl, go to Troutman's. Pick up your meat there. It'll be a big hit, promise you.
Peppered bacon.
Peppered bacon.
Peppered bacon, regular bacon. Yeah, he'll slice.
Speaking of the Holiday Bowl, we were talking the Holiday Bowl a bit. 10-point favorites, is that right? Last check? I think
No.
Not 10 points? Let me look here.
No. Still a pick 'em.
Is it really?
Even.
I must have looked wrong. All right, let me go to spreads.
I don't think there's, other than Arkansas, East Carolina, that's the only, Florida, Cincinnati. I would think when Florida, Cincinnati, when he announced his retirement, I mean, I know, you know, you get a coach that you love and want to play for, like Coach Osborne or something. The players putting it all on the line. You know, I knew that spread went up a couple, 3 points because of that. Well, I would have thought the same thing, and really it did jump a couple points. But really those two, that's the only spreads that are up around that 10, 11
points. Yeah, it opened as a pick'em. I misspoke there. Opened as a pick'em, and it is now 1 to 1.5 in Nebraska's favor, depending on where you shop that. So I mislooked this morning. Eyes weren't working correctly.
You're fine. It'll be the second Big 12 team to go. Nebraska, obviously, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock go time. That game I followed, like today, 3:30 go time, RFK Stadium. RFK Stadium pits Temple and UCLA. Is there any intrigue at all? The Eagle Bank Bowl?
No.
UCLA gets to fly across the country because Army lost to Navy?
I tell you what, Daddy. We need to take another break here. And I know we got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up here momentarily. We're going to get to that shortly, but something else I want to tell you about is the easy auction at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just head to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the easy option link. You can check out all kinds of great stuff there. They have the Amaze-A-Blaze corn stove there from the people at Motorsport Sales and Service and Sun Heat there in Grand Island. You can save hundreds off your heating bills with that Amaze-A-Blaze corn stove. If you've ever seen a corn stove, you know it heats nicely. It heats up to 2,000 square feet, has adjustable BTU control so you can maintain the temperatures that you want there. Normally $2,000 retail. You can start the bid at just $850, Daddy. 60% off that Amaze-A-Blaze corn stove. So good stuff there. Also see all kinds of great stuff from Rich and Sons Camper Sales, like the Pull-Rite 18K Super Glide Hitch. That $2,245 retail, starting the bid at $1,000. So great savings. Head to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the easy auction link. Check out what you can get there. All kinds of great stuff that you can take advantage of.
So we're going to break you on Tuesday Troutman's?
Let's make somebody a winner. $25 gift certificate to Troutman's Quality Meats. We just covered it. They got all kinds of good stuff over there. $25 can get you started. So, you got a question, don't you, Daddy?
1-888-455-3776. As we go to break right now, UCLA and Temple get it started today. Temple has played football 111 years.
The Owls.
9-3 this year. How many years have the Owls been to a bowl game? Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-881-4248. For your free CD, call 1-800-881-4248. That's 1-800-881-4248.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
With every good wish for your holiday happiness, thank you for being our friends and customers. A very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Hillman, Main, Kossler, and Cothell.
Happy holidays from everyone at Kearney Cash. If you need that extra cash to get you through the holiday season, stop in and see the staff at one of the two Kearney Cash locations, East Highway 30 and at South 2nd Avenue, to better serve you.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Mostly lingering clouds, along with some partial sun development at times as we enter the day today with highs in the mid-20s. Winds will also stay to the south at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see cloudy skies and a chance for flurries or snow showers, a low of 18. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 14.
Oh, we're back. Doug and Daddy show, some of the Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We got a winner!
John from Kearney knew Temple has played in three bowl games.
And the Owls are a 100-year history, three bowl games. Let's see, that's not good.
Last one, I believe, they said was a Garden State Bowl.
Hey, you're batting 3% there. That's not good.
111 years.
Have they won any of those bowl games?
Well, I want to say the last one they played in was a Garden State Bowl. Garden State Bowl was a 28-17 win over Cal as one-point underdogs. That lasted 78 through 81, so only eight teams have had the opportunity to play in the Garden State Bowl since the last 4 years. Their only other holiday shot came in the 1934 Sugar Bowl, a 20-14 loss to Tulane. So they're going to do it again. This is their third bowl game.
Wow. Where do they get some of these bowls at, really?
Garden State Bowl. Yep. Lasted 78 through 81.
Will be the Toys R Us stuffed animal bowl. Really, I mean, they come up with all kinds of stuff.
You know, all these NFL playoff scenarios. You know, most of them are. I mean, Baltimore is pretty simple. You clinch, you're in. Or you win, you're in. Jets win, you're in. Denver. Denver clinches spot with. Win and New York Jets loss or tie, and Baltimore loss or tie. Win and Jets loss or tie, and Pittsburgh loss or tie. Win and Jets loss or tie, and Houston win, or win and Baltimore loss or tie, Pittsburgh loss or tie. Win or Baltimore loss or tie, or Houston or win. There's 10 things here.
See, I was never good at math, so all that just goes right over my head. But Denver wouldn't have to worry about any of this if they would have taken care of business against Philadelphia. So should have won that game.
Now, as Cowboy fans, you're exactly right on that. But bad call. Speaking of bad calls, I had a buddy call me yesterday afternoon and go, I cannot believe you didn't bring up the USC and the homer job they got in their bowl game against Boston College. The ball hits the guy on the kickoff, or on the punt. Then they say he was drugged and blocked into him when he was engaged with a blocker. There's a pass a yard and a half out of bounds. Even when they called that in after Pete Carroll had saw it on the Jumbotron, the look on his face was like, what? They seriously called that a catch?
Oh, how long is it until they get sanctions, USC?
Joe McKnight driving the
SUV to practices. And yeah, Mike Leach, who's suspended now because of a player discipline issue that no one can really agree on what really happened or what the circumstances were. And then you have real problems going on at USC, and there's no repercussions. It's very weird.
Well, that's USC.
That is USC.
By the way, us Dallas Cowboy fans, I mention this because Doug and I are Dallas Cowboy fans.
Blech.
We have an opportunity to become the second overall seed with a win over Philly.
Yeah, look at that. Dallas actually playing some football in December. That's something that, hey, you Dallas Cowboy fans aren't used to seeing.
Yep, have not won a playoff game in 13 long seasons.
But are they setting up for Robo to bobble a snap again?
Oh, I hope
bobble
not.
Can't hold it down.
He's back snapping 2 weeks ago. Scares the hell out of me. Derek, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it. We're done with everything. Actually, before we go, I do have to mention, for all of your winter sports needs. We're right in the middle of basketball season right now. So if you need some sneakers, anything like that, you're getting ready for some of the spring sports, which, hey, they're right around the corner, folks. Head to Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center on the Bricks. You can get all your basketball and wrestling gear. You can get officials gear, too. They might even have the triple, quadruple XL that Daddy needs there for some of his refereeing. They've got letter jackets, tearaways for basketball, everything you need. And Kearney High and Kearney Catholic apparel, 20% off. College NFL hoodies, 25% off. And youth Nike and Adidas apparel, some sales there as well. So money-saving sales and all of the equipment you would need for any of your winter sports. And, hey, like I said, right around the corner, spring sports activities. Head to Misco Sports, downtown Kearney Center, for all your sports needs.
Awesome, awesome. Look forward to the show tomorrow, folks, because Sean Callahan coming your way, 11:15, live from San Diego. He's been following the Huskers out there. Look forward to a great Holiday Bowl tomorrow night. Nebraska, Arizona, of course, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. That followed by, there's two games today, there's two games tomorrow. I'll get started at UCLA Temple today, 3:30. That followed by Miami, Florida, Wisconsin, both 9-3 tomorrow. We go to Boise, Idaho, the Humanitarian Bowl, Idaho Bowling Green, 3:30, followed by the Holiday Bowl. So everybody's getting geeked up, they're getting amped up, they're getting ready for Nebraska's bowl game. Travis Quality Meats, we told you, the USDA certified Angus choice steaks are waiting for you at Trauma's Quality Meats. Get there today. New York's ribeyes, they've got it all. Carrying the gang's waiting for you. Show you the new Green Mountain Grill as well.
Coming up here in a little bit on ESPN, you can hear our best buddy, Doug Duda, up at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Later on, Randy Bushcutter has the call from the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament right here on ESPN Radio throughout the day. Make sure you stay tuned to that, everybody. Have a great day.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!